It is impossible to have a great life unless it is a meaningful life. And it is very difficult to have a meaningful life without meaningful work. That's a quote by Jim Collins. Ladies and gentlemen, the Hidden Wire podcast, episode 322. Yeah, baby. Hey guys, just a quick apology before I jump into this quick thought. I was out and about recording on this day and my microphone seemed to play up a little bit at the start, so bear with it, you will get through it, it does improve and hopefully it's bearable so you can listen to my quick thought today. Thanks again guys, apologies. G'day gang, Lee Marnutzi here, The Hidden Wire Guy, THYTV, The Hidden Wire Podcast. Thanking you for taking out the time of your day to tune in to my 7-minute thought. Hopefully it won't go for quite that long, guys. Today I want to give you a thought which is about what creates meaningful work. And there is a formula, believe it or not, for meaningful work. Whether it applies to everyone and everyone's unique individual situation and circumstance, I'm not sure. But the formula is pretty simple to understand, so I thought I'd be able to share it here with you today in less than 7 minutes. So you can take it away and just reflect on how it relates to the work you're doing. So the formula is basically for meaningful work, it requires complexity, number one, effort, number two, and reward, number three. So there's three things that what makes meaningful work. So that's complexity, effort, and reward. When I heard about this, I just read about it recently in a book, can't exactly remember which one it was. It just opened my mind to my past jobs and roles that I've had and the meaningfulness that I got from those roles. And I assessed them based on those three things. So complexity, how complex was the work itself? Was it mundane, repetitive tasks, or was it highly complex? And then I looked at the effort, you know, how much effort did I really have to put forward into it? And then I looked at the reward. What was the reward that I was getting from doing that work? And certainly, as I reflected on these three things, I realized that for those past jobs, it was missing one of these elements, if not more. And perhaps that's why I'm no longer in those certain roles. So sorry guys, I'm just walking around here through the alleys of the streets of Japan, not lost but just caught up in my thought. So those three things, guys, look at your work right now and ask yourself, do you have meaningful work and what does it all mean to you? If you can honestly look at your work and say, look, it's just not providing me that meaning, ask yourself why. Is it not complex enough? Is it not rewarding enough? Is the outcomes put in from your work not giving you the rewards that you really want in life? Is the effort required really not that great or substantial to give you any sort of fulfillment? And if not, well, what can you do to increase those things? So if you're lacking reward, well, what could you do to help bring more reward to it? Is it about putting in more effort, or is it about changing the role, changing the task, or changing part of the job in some aspect that will give you more reward? Is it about finding or approaching your boss and saying, look, this job or this task or this role that I'm currently in is just not complex enough for me. I don't find I need much effort anymore for it, and I'm just finding a lack of fulfillment. Perhaps then they can put you in another role, in another area, part of the business, depending on what sort of company or role that you're in. But those three things you can sort of really, certainly reflect on and just ask yourself, you know, is this meaning for me or is it not? And perhaps it's one of those three things that are missing. I would suggest, guys, if you really can't find that in your current work, go out there and find it, because, man, your work is your life, you know. If you're not loving what you're doing, you're going to spend, you know, at least half of your waking time just not satisfied. And that is really not the call for existence. I don't believe that's what we're here for. I think life is to be enjoyed. It's to be, you know, creating happiness. And you can certainly find work in this world these days that will bring you that happiness. I think, you know, if you look at some of the inspirational speakers out there today and the thoughts on where the world's going as far as our work, a lot of the process sort of driven tasks and job roles are disappearing. They're being replaced by machines and robots.
And that's going to become more and more apparent, and that's going to leave us without those jobs. But those jobs aren't providing us this fulfillment anyway. We realise that. We've been through that age where people just become less and less satisfied. And you can see that now. People are changing jobs regularly. They're searching for meaning. So you need to really ask yourself that question. What is providing you meaning? What will give you more meaning? And it might come in one of those three areas, or it needs to come from all those three areas, sorry. But it might be a lacking of one of those three areas that's providing you a lack of meaning in your work at the moment. So guys, I hope that thought makes sense. I'll leave it with you. So complexity, effort, reward, that creates meaning, that creates meaningful work. Go out there and find it, live your life. Guys, you know what to do. You need to breathe more passion into everything you do. You need to do everything with greater purpose. And in doing so, you will find and discover your hidden why. This is The Hidden Why. My name's Lee Mundlety, signing out.
There you go, guys. Thank you for staying tuned in. I hope you've got some inspiration out of this Thursday thought, some action points, something to take away to help you progress towards the life that you truly desire. Guys, please share it with your network. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe online at thehiddenwhy.com and check out THY TV as well. Guys, you know what to do. You need to go out there and breathe more passion into every single moment. You need to find more purpose in everything you do. And in doing so, you will discover your hidden why. This is The Hidden Why. My name is Lee Martinuzzi, signing out.